This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. The state may need to accept the federal Medicaid expansion to fund Louisiana hospitals under the new public-private partnerships. That's according to Steve Spires with the Louisiana Budget Project, an advocacy group that focuses on the effects of policy changes to low- and middle-income households. The money that's been set aside for the partnerships has been budgeted in large part on the first 3 of 8 partnerships. There are 2 primary kinds of Medicaid dollars that currently fund charity hospitals. First is patient payments, gleaned by hospitals when Medicaid pays for care in full or in part for those that qualify.
The second funding source is so-called disproportionate share hospital dollars, or DSH dollars.
DSH funding is money the state gives hospitals to take care of uninsured patients. It's matched with federal funding. Spires says the state needs to shift its reliance on DSH dollars to patient payments because with the Affordable Care Act, Medicaid expansion is expanding patient payments.
When the law was originally passed in 2010, the balance that was struck was that, you know, they were going to kind of dial down DSH funds and increase Medicaid expansion funds. The idea was that as people gained coverage, there'd be less need for DSH money, and the Medicaid expansion money would more than offset any cuts to hospitals.
Whether or not the state accepts the expansion, DSH dollars will be decreased. Lawmakers will consider the expansion again on Wednesday. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.